Brilliance Audio presents
On Mystic Lake by Kristen Hanna. To Barbara Kurek, my mother couldn't have chosen a better godmother for me. To the men in my life, Benjamin and Tucker. And in memory of my mother, Sharon Goodnow John. I hope they have bookstores in heaven, Mom. Part 1. The true voyage of self-discovery lies not in seeking new landscapes, but in having new eyes. Marcel Proust. Chapter 1. Rain fell like tiny silver teardrops from the tired sky. Somewhere behind a bank of clouds lay the sun, too weak to cast a shadow on the ground below. It was March, the doldrums of the year, still and quiet and gray, but the wind had already begun to warm, bringing with it the promise of spring. Trees that only last week had been naked and brittle seemed to have grown 6 inches over the span of a single moonless night, and sometimes, if the sunlight hit a limb just so, you could see the red bud of new life stirring at the tips of the crackly brown bark. Any day, the hills behind Malibu would blossom, and for a few short weeks, this would be the prettiest place on earth. Like the plants and animals, the children of Southern California sensed the coming of the sun. They had begun to dream of ice cream and popsicles and last year's cutoffs. Even determined city dwellers who lived in glass and concrete high-rises in places with pretentious names like Century City and Cardiff by the Sea found themselves veering into the nursery aisles of their local supermarkets. Small potted geraniums began appearing in the metal shopping carts alongside the sun-dried tomatoes and the bottles of Evian water.